Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Now, there's an interesting bird that we see a lot in the wintertime, not necessarily around the bird feeder, but out in the woods and sometimes along the roads, and that's crossbills.
Yeah.
Why do they cross their bills?
I think because they have to. I don't think it's a conscious choice. But it's a good question. And I think ultimately relates to the wonderful and amazing adaptations that every species has to its environment that it's trying to survive in. And yeah, crossbills are worth talking about any time, but particularly this year, because it seems like all of the boreal finches are really on the move this year. Been hearing many reports from different parts of the state and the country about eruptions of more than just a couple species coming down, you know, further south or in greater numbers than we necessarily see every year. And some people refer to this as a super flight, where you get many of these finch eruptions happening in the same year, as opposed to we might get one or two in a given year. But this year, at least, seems like might be a particularly big year for these kinds of birds. And from right here in Cook County, I've heard a couple of fun descriptions of encountering groups of crossbills, white-winged crossbills in particular. So we might see of the two different crossbills in our area here, and white wing, which I just mentioned, and then the red crossbill. And as the name implies, and you suggested, their bills are incredibly unique and well adapted, superbly adapted actually, to getting at seeds within tightly closed cones, conifer cones. Let's start with the size. So crossbills are 6 or 7 inches long, a wingspan of maybe 10, 11 inches. The red crossbills have slightly larger overall beaks than the white crossbills, and this is partly a cone preference thing. So the red crossbills' bills are bigger overall, so they can utilize seeds from larger conifers a little bit better than the white, but they both utilize the cones of pretty much all of our conifers. But spruce seeds in particular, black spruce seeds, are extremely important for white-wing crossbills. But tamarack and the pines are also really important seed sources. These two species are so dependent and so reliant on conifer seeds that they move around quite a bit all year long. So they're not so tied down to a particular place and territories as other birds. And they actually can breed at any time of the year if they happen into a particularly impressive source of seed. As long as there's enough food that the females can form eggs and raise the young, they can have a brood. So that sets them apart in some pretty special ways from other birds that we see in the winter. The red crossbills are kind of a orangey red to my eye and have blackish wings, which don't have much for markings, a short notched tail, as opposed to the white wing crossbills, which to my eye, again, are more of a rosy red, you know, pinkish red, deep pinkish red. And they, again, have blackish wings, but they have two very large white wing bars that can be seen both when they're just sitting, perched, feeding, or when they're in flight. Interesting aspect of the red crossbills are that there have been about 8 or 9 at least different types, and these may actually be different species, it hasn't really been determined yet, of types of red crossbills based on bill shape and size and on their calls. So there are a lot of interesting variations in just within the red crossbills that are associated, at least in terms of their anatomy, with the types of seeds that they specialize in. And apparently one of the only ways to tell the difference is by, you know, with certainty, is by the difference in these calls. So there's a lot yet to be understood about the ongoing evolution of red crossbills in particular. So crossbills feed as groups. You know, they generally are moving around in flocks. They pay close attention to each other, and they can tell when a particular bird is feeding really efficiently, and they'll move towards wherever that bird is feeding. They're very acrobatic as they feed. Their bills are crossed, and the reason that they're crossed is that that makes them particularly useful at separating the scales away from the core of the cone and exposing the seed. So for all birds, the biting muscles, so the muscles that close the bill, are stronger than the muscles that open the bill. So they push their slightly open bills at the tip of the scale of the cone, and then they bite. And as their crossed bill comes together, it pushes the scale away from the cone and allows their very adept tongues to slip out and snag the seed and bring it into their mouth. And crossbills can eat up to 3,000 conifer seeds in a day. And if they get into a really good place with a high proportion of seed to each cone, then they get very quiet. But you can sometimes, not windy, you'll hear the crunching. If the cone's scales are closed, then they'll actually nip off the cone and hold it with one foot while they pry the scales apart with their bills. Each bill is crossed either to the right or to the left. So the lower mandible either crosses the upper on the right or on the left. They can't alternate back and forth. You're either a right cross or a left cross. And when they're eating, they hold the cone with the foot opposite the cross of their bill. So with the left foot, if their lower mandible crosses on the right, and of course the reverse of the other. And so they're incredibly fun to watch as they eat, either being real acrobats or very dexterous with the holding and using and manipulating the seed as they work their way through.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us on the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on right and left-handed crossbills.
You're so welcome.